In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉基督圣名说话。
We thank God that our brothers and sisters are able to make time to join in this tonight's service.
感谢主耶稣，我们弟兄姐妹都能够抽空来参加今天晚上的聚会。
The church here has arranged a series of service for tomorrow and the day after as well.
教会已经安排明天和后天有一系列的聚会。
And so I have been assigned to talk about some selected messages based on the book of Jude.
我被指定要跟大家探讨有关犹大书里面的一些信息。
So we hope that the Spirit of God will be among us.
我们求主的灵与我们同在。
So that we can truly be warned by the teachings in the book of Jude.
使到我们借着犹大书里面的教训，使我们每个人得到这个见解跟警告。
So that we can stay alert and be rooted in the word of God.
使到我们能够凡事警醒，能够在主的道上能够扎根。
So what I'm going to do now is to first give you a very brief introduction to the book of Jude.
首先我要跟大家做个犹大书的简介。
Now, when you read verse 1 quite clearly, the book was written by Jude.
如果我们念第一节，我们很清楚地看到这封书信是犹大本人所写的。
Many people or many scholars believe that Jude here actually was one of the brothers of Jesus Christ.
许多的圣经学者认为这个犹大就是主耶稣的兄弟。
So he was also a brother of James.
他也是雅各的弟兄。
He must have seen Jesus before, since Jesus was his brother.
他一定曾经见过耶稣，因为耶稣是他的兄长。
However, in this book, he never called himself an apostle.
但是在这封书信，他从未以这个使徒来自称。
Instead, he called himself a born servant of Jesus Christ.
但是他这里自称是耶稣基督的仆人。
Meaning that he is like a slave to Jesus.
他就是耶稣基督的奴隶。
We understand that a slave is to fulfill or to carry out the will of the master.
这个仆人或者奴隶的工作就是要完成这个主人的意愿。
Judah has been given a very important task to warn the church.
犹大被赐予一个很重要的责任，就是要警戒这个教会。
So he wrote to the believers to warn them of the danger of posed by the false teachers.
所以他写这封书信给教会，来警戒他们有关这些假先知或者假师父的这些危险。
So from verse 1 to verse 4, we can see the purpose of his letter to the church.
从第一节to
the believers.
到第四节，我们看到他写这封书信给信徒的这个目的。
Basically is to exhort them to not only to stand firm, but to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to them.
写信不单只是要劝勉他们在真道上要站立的稳，也要为一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
He also warned that there's some unspiritual people have crept in unnoticed into the community of faith.
他也警戒这些圣徒说有一些人是偷着进入这个信仰的团体。
That's why they must be of heightened alert.
所以他们要提高警戒跟戒备。
So that they would not be deceived.
使到他们不受这个迷惑。
So from verse 5 onwards, all the way to verse 16.
从第五节到十六节。
Here it describes the characteristics of the apostates.
第五节到十六节讲提到这些传假道的人的这些特质。
Jude uses both Old Testament example and example that happened in their times.
啊，当时啊，犹大用了这个旧约圣经的例子，也用了当代的一些例子来说明。
All these examples serve as a reminder, to the believers.
啊，这些例子都是用来啊告诫这些信徒。
So Judah reminded them.
所以犹大就提醒他们。
That you know what God has done, you know, to the false teachers in the past.
啊，就是。啊、神从前是怎么样来对付这些假师傅
Or he also reminded them how God had judged and punished you know, the rebellious believers.
啊、他也提醒、啊、信徒说从前神是怎样来惩罚那些悖逆神的人。
Basically is to tell them that the Lord God being just will not change his principle.
啊、换句话说他就要告诉他们说神是一个公义的神他不会改变他的原则。
So here Jude also teaches the believers to know how to identify false teachers by knowing their characters.、
啊、所以犹大也教导这些信徒来认出这些假师傅借着他们一些特征。
For example, their behavior is very loose.、
啊、打个比方他们的行为非常的弥漫浪荡。
And their words are very unrefined.
啊，他们说的话是非常的粗俗。
They were not afraid of authority and they spoke ill against the dignitaries.
啊，他们是不是轻慢主治的，而且毁谤在尊位的。
So by looking at their characters, you know, a believer can clearly know who they are.
啊。当我们看到这些人的特质我们就能够认得出这些是什么人。
So from verse 17 to verse 23,
从17节到23节
is to remind the believers how to not only disassociate themselves from these people.
17节到23节劝勉信徒要跟这些人脱离关系。
And also yeah, to be built up in the Lord.
而且要在主里、建造、造就他们自己。
Finally, verse 24 to verse 25 is a passage that speaks about God's glory.
最后24节、25节是提到神的荣耀。
So basically, this is the structure of the book.
这就是犹大书 的架构。
We can divide the book into four parts.
我们可以把这封书信分成四个段落。
And you know, when you read 2 Peter,
当你读彼得后书的时候
You realize that 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 all the way to chapter 3 verse 3
我们看到彼得后书从第二章第二节到第三章第三节
are very identical yeah, to Jude yeah, from verse 4 onwards
它跟这个犹大书第四节开始是非常相似的。
Basically, they are identical to one another.
或者是他们是几乎是一样的。
So some said, you know, Jude has borrowed the ideas from Peter.
有些人说犹大是借用这个彼得后书的一些教训。
If that is the case, if that is accurate, it means that the book must have been written around 80 or to 85 AD.
如果这是正确的推论的话，那犹大书大概是主后80到85年之间写作的。
But some people say that, you know, Peter could have borrowed the idea from Jude.
但是有些人却认为正好相反，这个彼得是借用犹大书里面的一些例子。
So if that is true, then Jude could have been written between 60 to 65 AD.
如果这样的假设是成立的话，那犹大书应该是更早之前写作的，大概是主后60到65年。
So either way, to me, it really doesn't matter. What matters most to us is that both writers.Speak about the danger of falsehood.
无论如何对我来说都不太重要，但是两个圣经的作者都提到这些异端的这个危险。
When you read the New Testament scriptures,
当你阅读这个新约圣经的时候
we know that there are 27 books in the New Testament canon.
我们知道这新约圣经的经典里面有27卷书。
So many of the writings are directed to combating against the falsehood.
啊，那这个新约圣经大部分都是要来对付这些假的道理，这些异端。
Particularly, you find that Second Peter and Jude, in terms of their writing, they are the most relentless and I would say passionate in dealing with falsehood.
啊，所以彼得后书跟犹大书是所有书信当中最激烈来对付假道理跟异端的。
You find that, in their writing, they completely denounced false teachings.
啊，我们看到他们的这两封书信里面完全否定了这些传假道的人。
They did not allow, a leeway, for any falsehood to infiltrate into the church.
啊，在书信当中，他们是不让这些异端有任何的余地来渗透这个教会。
We understand that, false teachings, a false teaching is likened to a kind of yeast.
我们知道这些异端跟假教训就好像酵一样。
So if we allow these false teachings to find its ways into the church,
那如果我们让这些假教训来渗入教会，
then surely the church will be livened up.
那整个教会就会发酵了。
Just like the time of the apostle, after all the apostle had died,
啊，就好像使徒时代所有的使徒去世之后，
find that, it's like the believers begins or the workers begin to change the word of God.
啊，这些使徒过世之后，教会的工人就开始更改这个神的话语。
Many human philosophies were introduced to the church.
啊，许多人为的这个哲学就被引入教会。
Human supposition were blended into the pure faith of God.
啊，人的一些设想也掺入了这个神的话语。
So as a result, we know that the Spirit left the church.
啊，因为这样的情况，所以圣灵就离开了教会。
So the book of Jude is like a warning to us, we must not allow history to repeat itself.
啊，所以犹大书对我们是来是一个警戒，不要让这个历史来重演。
Today we all have these very important obligations to guard against falsehood.
啊，所以我们每位都有这个很重要的责任，就是要来防备这些假教训。
That's why the book of Jude and the book of Second Peter are very crucial for us to understand.
所以彼得后书跟犹大书对我们来说在这方面的了解是非常的重要。
We know that as the second coming of Christ is drawing closer than ever before,
我们知道主耶稣的再临越来越近了。
The predictions of Jesus will one day come true concerning falsehood.
耶稣对于这些异端的预言将要实现。
We know that we now live in this generations of confusion.
我们现在是处在一个混乱的时代。
We say we live in a perverse and crooked generation.
我们现在的处的时代是弯曲悖谬的时代。
A generation that does not believe in God.
这个时代的人不相信神。
You find that, the environment outside the church is completely crooked.
我们看到这个教会外的环境是完全扭曲的。
So whatever the world teaches or offers is directly against the very basic tenets of the scriptures.
所以这个世界的这些想法跟观念是完全敌对这个圣经里面的教训。
We realize that if we are not firmly rooted in God,
我们发现到如果我们没有在神方面深深的扎根，
we can be easily drawn away.
我们就很容易被引诱离开了真道。
That's why we must always, build ourselves up in the most holy faith.
所以我们要在至圣的真道来建立自己。
Without this holy faith, this word of God,
如果没有这个至圣的真道，
our faith can never be strong.
我们的信心永远不可能坚强。
We can never defend against the infiltration of falsehood.
那我们没有办法防备这个假教训的渗入。
So for tonight, I want you to look at verse 1.
所以今天晚上我们要来看第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节
Jude, a born servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God, the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ.
第一节，耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大，写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱、为耶稣基督保守的人。
Here it speaks about what God has done on his people.
这里提到主耶稣基督为他的子民所做的事。
We can also see that how great the grace of the Lord is upon his chosen people.
我们也看到神给他的选民的恩典是何等的大。
And here Jude begins by saying that the believers are called.
在这里说我们的这些做信徒的是被神造的。
Now, when we said a person is called by the Lord,
如果我们说一个人是被神选造，
Now, first we need to think about this.
我们要先思考一下。
How is a person called?
一个人是如何被神所造的呢？
And obviously we said, you know, the right to call is with God.
我们知道这个主权来招信徒是在于神。
Only God has the power to call someone to believe in him.
唯有神有这个能力来呼召一个人来相信他。
So when a person is called,
当一个人被召的时候，
he must have first listened to the word of the Lord.
首先他要听过神的话语。
It is by the word of God that a person is called.
因为是借着神的话语一个人才会被召。
We know that God has established the church.
我们知道神已经建立了他的教会。
So his calling of someone to him is through the church.
所以神是借着教会来呼召一个人。
We know that the church preaches the word of God.
我们知道教会是宣传主的话。
So when a person is called,
所以当一个人被召的时候，
it means that he must have heard the word of God.
就是换句话说他一定听到了神的话语。
He is called into this fellowship with Jesus Christ.
他被呼召进入耶稣基督的这个团契里面。
I want to read 1 Corinthians.
我们请看哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章
First Corinthians chapter 1, we read verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节
God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
第九节，神是信实的，你们原是被他所造，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
Here it is talking about this fellowship.
在这里讲到我们与耶稣的这个团契。
We know that without this fellowship, none of us could come to know who God is.
如果没有在耶稣基督里的团契，没有一个人可以认识耶稣是谁。
I want you to read First John.
我们请看约翰一书。
Please turn to the book of First John, chapter 1.
请翻开约翰一书第一章。
We read verse 3.
第三节
Verse 3,
第三节
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
约翰一书一章三节，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
The first part of this First John chapter 1 is talking about how God manifested in the flesh.
这个约翰一书的第一章的上半段是讲到主耶稣是如何道成肉身。
It's like the word has become flesh.
就是道成了肉身。
So you find that this fellowship is first built up because of the word of God.
所以这个团契是首先是借着神的道、神的话语来建立的。
When Christ came into this world,
当耶稣基督来到世上
He went around preaching the message of the kingdom of God.
他到处去传扬天国的福音。
Those who believe in him,
那些信他的人
they are called into this fellowship with the Father.
他们就被召进入这个团契与父的这个团契。
We said the apostles were the first batch of believers who were called into this fellowship.
我们说这个使徒就是第一批被 选召进入这个团契的信徒。
So they heard about the teachings of Jesus.
所以他们听到耶稣基督的教训。
And as a result, they followed Jesus Christ.
所以他们就跟随了耶稣。
And therefore, they had this fellowship with the Father as well.
所以因为这样，他们也与天父有这个相交。
Now, the verse we have just read,
刚才我们念的这一节,
tells us that, you know, the apostle declared what they have seen and what they have heard, to those, who, would come to believe, later on.
所以使徒将他们所看见、所听见的都讲给那些后来相信的人听。
So that they likewise can also have this fellowship with the Father.
使到他们也同样的与他们一样可以与父来相交。
Now, if you look at the context of the book of Jude,
那如果我们看这个犹大书的这个背景
the emergence of the false teachers,
我们看到这些假师父的崛起。
When you read the book of Jude, it's like, you know, they regularly visited the believers.They were like what we call itinerants, false teachers.
这些假教师是到处游走巡回，来访问这些信徒的这些假师父。
So they came not to tell them, you know, the believers the truth of God.
他们来不是向门信徒来传讲真理。
You find that anyone who listened to their falsehood or false teachings.
凡是听他们假教训异端的人
would end up, you know, being separated from God.
他们最后就是与神来隔绝。
This fellowship with God would be broken, would be destroyed.
因为他们与神的这个团契就被断绝了。
Not only they cannot remain in the light of the Lord.
他们不单只不能够保守在神的光明当中。
There would be like the false teachers, who would be ushered into the, eternal darkness.
他们就好像这些假教师到最后就进入这末黑的幽暗。
So Jude is like telling them.
所以犹大就告诉他们。
You have been called.
你们已经被召。
Now you are having, you know, a fellowship with God.
你现在是与神有这个团契。
And this fellowship is based on the truth that you have received.
你们的团契是建立在你们所相信的真理的根基上。
So you must not waver in faith.
所以你在信仰上不可以动摇。
You must have the courage, you know, to deny or to denounce false teachers.
你必须有这个勇气来弃绝这个假教训。
So that you can always remain in Jesus.
使到你能够永远保守在耶稣基督里。
I also want you to read the Galatians.
我们再看这个加拉太书。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5, you read verse 13.
第五章十三节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 13.
加拉太书五章十三节。
For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
十三节，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
Paul, makes it very clear.
这里保罗很清楚地告诉我们
Believers were called, to liberty.
这些信徒蒙召是要得自由的。
A person can only have true freedom when he is in Christ.
一个人唯有在基督里才能够得到真正的自由。
When a person is in this world,
当一个人处在这世界
or he is separated from Christ,
如果他是与基督隔绝的
we know that he is in sin.
我们知道他就是在罪里。
Anyone who lives in sin,
凡是活在罪中的人
or remains in sin,
或者保持在罪中的人
can never have a true freedom.
他永远不可能得到真正的自由。
Today we are very blessed.
今天我们是非常蒙福的。
Because we have been called to liberty.
因为我们蒙召是要得自由。
I want you to read John chapter 8.
我们请翻开约翰福音第八章。
Please turn to the book of John chapter 8.
请翻开约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8, we read verse 32.
三十二节。
We read from verse 31.
从31节开始念。
John chapter 8 verse 31 and verse 32.
约翰福音第八章三十一节三十二节。
Then Jesus said to those Jews who believe him, "If you abide in my words, you are my disciples indeed."
三十一节，耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
三十二节，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Today we are free.
今天我们是自由的。
Because we abide by the truth.
因为我们是遵守真理的。
We follow the truth.
我们跟追随真理，
or we say we practice the truth of God, that's why we are free.
或者是我们是将真理实行出来，所以我们是自由的。
We can say that we are free from sin because we are of the truth.
我们可以说我们是从罪是得到自由释放，因为我们是遵守真理的。
Here Paul says,
这里保罗告诉我们，
we are called to liberty.
我们蒙召是得以自由。
And this freedom is not an opportunity for the flesh or for us to sin.
这个自由不是给我们放纵肉体情欲的机会或者是犯罪的机会。
In contrast, when you look at the false teachers,
相反来说，如果我们看这些假师父，
I want you to turn back to Jude.
我们现在再看回犹大书。
Jude, we read verse 4.
第四节。
And the last part it says that these people have turned the grace of our Lord into lewdness.
这些人是将我们神的恩典变作放纵情欲的机会。
So anyone who has accepted the false teachings,
凡是接受这些错误教训的人，
you know, he is like, you know, exposing himself to the danger of being overwhelmed by wickedness.
他就暴露在被罪恶侵蚀的这种环境之下。
When a person is no longer of the truth,
当一个人不属于真理，
he would not have the power to keep himself in the Lord.
他就没有办法保守自己在主里。
He is not able to resist, you know, the temptation and sins of the world.
他没有办法抵抗这世界上的这个诱惑跟罪恶。
It's like he is open, yeah, to all sort of temptations and the infiltration of wickedness into his life.
他完全暴露在这些罪恶跟这些错误教训的侵蚀之下。
So you find that this is a contrast.
所以这个是一个对比。
So a person who is called by God.
一个人是蒙耶稣选召。
Who has received the truth.
他已经领受了真理。
He would not use that.As an opportunity for the flesh.
他不用他基督里得到的自由来放纵肉体。
Instead, we find that he would use that as an opportunity to serve with love.
反而他是利用这个自由来以爱心来服侍信徒。
You know, in the church, why do we serve one another?
所以在教会我们为什么要彼此服侍呢？
Why do we serve the Lord?
为什么要服侍主呢？
Is to build up the body of Christ.
就是因为我们要建立耶稣基督的身体。
So that the church will become better and better.
使到教会就更加的美好。
And will reach, you know, the level that God desires.
使到我们能够达到神要我们达到的标准。
On the contrary, when you look at the works of the false prophets,
相反的来说，如果我们看这些假师父的这种行为，
you find that what they introduce to the church is not to build up the church.
我们看到他们引入教会的这种教训不是来建立教会。
Rather, they have chosen to destroy the church, to tear down the church.
他们的假教训反而会拆毁教会，来破坏教会。
When we talk about serving the church,
所以当我们提到服侍教会的时候，
we will try our best, we will always do our best to make sure that we are able to conduct ourselves in propriety.
当我们服侍在教会服侍里面，我们都要竭尽所能做事情，要规规矩矩。
We rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们是依靠圣灵的能力。
We ask the Lord to help to change ourselves for the better.
我们求圣灵来帮助我们改变，变得更加好。
Because we have known the truth.
因为我们已经晓得了真理。
Whereas you, when you look at these false teachers,
但是反观这些假师父，
you find that they They were not restrained by the word of God.
他们不被神的道理来约束。
Meaning that their life is not regulated by God's word.
他们的生活不是被神的道来控制管理。
They function according to their own desire and their own lust.
他们所行所做的都是我行我素，照着随心所欲去做。
So as a result, they bring you know like a disservice to the church and the body of Christ.
所以他们所做的一切事情都是对教会来说是一种破坏。
Now I also want you to read Ephesians chapter 4.
我们现在看一下以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
We read verse 1.
第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
以弗所书四章第一节
I therefore, the prisoners of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
第四章第一节我为主被囚的劝你们既然蒙召行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称
Paul is encouraging the church to have a godly walk.
在这里保罗劝勉这个信徒他们行事为人必须要敬虔。
So their walk must be worthy of the calling of the Lord.
所以他们行事为人必须与蒙召的恩来相称。
I think verse 2 explains, you know, what verse 1 means.
所以第二节就具体的解释了第一节的意思是什么。
So when we say we need to walk according to the calling of the Lord,
当我们说我们行事为人要与蒙召的人相称
It means that our character, you know, the person must have adopted, you know, the virtues of God.
就是说我们的性情必须要有耶稣的这个神性这个优点
like
品德
we must walk with lowliness, gentleness, long-suffering, and also must have the ability to bear with one another in love.
第二节我们必须要凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容
This is how we should live our life
这就是我们 应当活着的这种要体现的 这些美德
Our life must be in demonstration of the virtues of God
所以我们活着必须要表现在耶稣基督里面应当有的美德
So when you look at the false teachers
但是我们如果观看这些假师父
theyWhat they teach is exactly the reverse of what Christ has taught.
他们所教导的就是与耶稣基督所教训的正好相反。
Their behaviors, you know, tells us that it's like it's okay to speak against anyone you like.
他们的行为就是告诉我们说，我们毁谤、轻慢任何人都是可以的。
You can defile the flesh.
你可以这个在肉体上污秽自己。
You can reject authority.
你可以轻慢主治的
You can even speak ill or speak evil of another
你甚至可以互相诋毁毁谤
We know that this is not the nature of God
我们知道这不是神的性情
We said the church is a family
我们说教会是一个家庭
We said no one is perfect
我们说没有任何人是完全
But we should not use this as an excuse for not improving ourselves
但是我们不能用这个来当作借口来不进步
We say to err is human
我们说凡是人的都会犯错
This is true
这是真实的
But we must improve ourselves with the power of God
但是我们要借着神的能力来改进自己
We should not use that as a reason for us you know, to behave in a very ungodly manner
我们不可以用这个来当作借口来遮掩我们这些错误的这个行为。
That's why you find that you know the false teachers introduce behavior which is contrary to the nature of God.
我们看到这些假师父是引入这些与神的神性相反的这种行为。
I want you to read back to Jude chapter verse 16.
我们再看回犹大书十六节。
We read Jude verse 16.
犹大书十六节
Verse 16
十六节
These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts, and their mouth are great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage.
十六节这些人是私下议论常发怨言的随从自己的情欲而行口中说夸大的话 为得便宜谄媚人。
Here it says they walk according to their own lust.
这些人都是随着自己的情欲而行。
But in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1, we must walk, according to the nature of God.
但是以弗所书四章第一节告诉我们必须要本着神的神性来行事为人。
Because only in this way then we can maintain, you know, the unity of the faith or the church.
唯有这样做我们才能够在真道上还有在教会里面合而为一。
You find that a mature person will always think about, you know, the church first.
我们知道一个灵性成熟的人是常常以教会来思考问题。
He is willing to suffer, you know, for the good of the church.
他会愿意为教会的好处来受苦。
Because he has the nature of God.
因为他拥有神的性情。
Spiritually speaking, he is mature.
所以属灵上来说他是一个成熟的人。
So only in this way then you find that the unity of the spirit, yeah, and the unity in Christ can be maintained.
唯有这样做我们在圣灵里面的合一，在教会里面的合一才能够维持。
Now if you look at the work of the false teachers.
但是如果我们看这个假师傅的这些的工作。
I want to turn back to Jude.
再看回犹大书。
We turn back to Jude, we read verse 19.
19节。
Verse 19.
犹大书19节。
These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the spirit.
19节，这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。
So you find that, you know, their works are exactly the opposite of what Paul had taught the believers in Ephesus.
所以我们看到这些人所做的事情是正好与保罗在以弗所书教导信徒的相反。
So from here, we can learn a very important lesson.
从这里我们可以学习到一个很重要的
这个教训。Today we need to build ourselves up in the most holy faith.
今天我们必须要在至圣的真道上建立自己的信仰。
Our faith must be correct.
我们的信仰必须是正确的。
We have been given the correct faith.
我们已经适于这个正确的这个信仰。
The light of the truth, the light of God has already shone upon us.
神的光已经照耀了我们。
We know what the truth is.
我们知道真理是什么。
So we need to build upon this foundation.
我们要以这个来做我们的基础来建立自己。
Only then we can become better and better.
唯有这样我们才能够更加的好，更上一层楼。
Because when we build on the truth,
因为如果我们在真理上来建造，
or we say we hold on to the truth,
或者说我们是持守真理，
we find that we are free from sin.
我们就能够与罪来脱离。
When a person is far away from sin,
当一个人离罪恶非常的远，
then obviously God is more than happy to draw close to him.
这样子的话，神就非常的愿意来亲近这样的人。
You can imagine that person will be empowered by God.
我们可以想象到神一定会常常赐能力给这样的人。
Because he is close to God.
因为他与神非常的亲近。
I want to mention one more point.
我要再提一点。
We turn to First Peter.
我们再看彼得前书。
We turn to First Peter.
彼得前书。
We read chapter 1.
第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
We read from verse 14.
从这个十四节开始念。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 14.
彼得前书一章十四节。
As obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lusts, as in your ignorance.
十四节，你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
Verse 15.
十五节。
But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
十五节，那照你们的即是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy.
十六节，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Whenever we mention holiness,
我们但凡提到这个圣洁的时候
And obviously it is closely connected to the moral character of a person.
这个圣洁就是特别是指一个人的道德标准。
So, you know, the world is corrupt.
我们知道这个世界是败坏的。
The world does not talk about moral standard anymore.
这个世界再也不谈道德标准了。
But the Bible speaks about moral standard.
但是圣经有提到我们应有的道德标准。
After we have been bought by the blood of Jesus,
当我们被神的宝血所赎回来之后
According to Paul, you know, our body is like a slave to God.
我们根据保罗的解释我们现在是耶稣的奴隶奴仆
A slave means he does not have his own will.
一个奴隶就是没有自主权没有自己的想法
He listens to the instruction of the master
他凡事都要听主人的这个吩咐
Today when you look at the world
但是今天如果我们观看这个世界
The world tells you that you know, we have the right to our own body We can do what we want
这世界告诉我们说我们对我们的身体有自主权我们可以随心所欲
We are the master of our own bodies
我们是我们身体的主人
But this is contrary to what the Bible says
这跟圣经的教训是背道而驰的
We follow the teachings of Christ
我们是要遵从耶稣基督的教训
You know, God has his own set of standards
神有他特定的这个标准。
He wants us to attain to the level that he desires.
他要我们达到他所设定的标准。
So if we fall short of that standard,
那如果我们亏欠了这个标准
，it means that we become unholy.
那我们就成为不圣洁。
Just like the Bible says, for example,
就好像圣经说的一个例子。
Apart from moral character.
除了我们的道德标准
For example, the Bible says we must learn how to bridle our tongues
圣经告诉我们我们要学习来勒住我们的舌头
When we fall short of the standard
所以当我们没有达到这个标准
In the eyes of God, we become unholy
在神的眼中我们就是一个不圣洁的人
We said the world is not holy
我们说这个世界是不圣洁的
It's corrupt
它是败坏的
Because everything that the world does
因为这世界所做的一切事情
is against the very teachings of God
是完全与主的教训相反的
So, you know, we have been called to live up to the expectation of the Lord
所以我们蒙召就必须要达到耶稣基督所期待的标准
When you look at the book of Jude
如果我们看这犹大书
It seems that, you know, the false teachers brought back corruptions into the faith
我们看到这些假师傅似乎将这败坏的事情又带入教会
So to cause, you know, the believers to become unholy
使到信徒就成为不圣洁
To fall short of the required standard of God
使到他们就亏缺了神的标准
I want you to read a verse in Jude
我们再看犹大书里面的一节
We read verse 15, for example
我们请看这个十五节
Verse 15
十五节
To execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
十五节要在众人身上审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔之人罪人所说顶撞他的刚愎话。
This section of the scriptures is talking about an ancient example, that is the example of Enoch.
这里是提到这个这个圣经古代的一个例子，就是这个以诺的例子。
How God had judged that generation.
神是如何来审判以诺那个世代的人
？Because of their ungodly deeds, their ungodly behaviors.
因为他们的行为是不敬虔的。
So it's like a warning, you know, to the believers at the time and also in our time.
所以他是对当代的信徒和现代的信徒来做一个警告。
So if we follow these false teachers,
所以如果我们追随这些假师父
will become ungodly as well.
我们也一样同样成为这个不敬虔的人
surely will fall short of the required standard of God.
这样子我们肯定就达不到神所要的标准
when that happens, we become unholy in the eyes of God.
所以如果发生这样的事情我们就在神的眼中成为不圣洁的人
so we shall continue tomorrow.
我们明天再继续
we sing a hymn.
我们现在请唱诗
186
首
我是的是大恩数十千百佛将来在天